Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hope you have that taped.
No.
Oh, you guys, don't ever do that again. Okay?
I'm so used to
taping. No, I know, but yeah, those words are just so precious, you know, and they just, and they were heartfelt, and, you know, they're just words of truth, and there's just times you need words of truth to be spoken over you. Amen? Amen. So, Lord, just register them in their minds and in their hearts, Lord, that they be brought up whenever they need it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let them hear the voice in the situation. Okay? Amen. God can do that, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We don't want to let those things go to seed. Amen. Hallelujah. Your leaders do need encouragement at times. Amen. And they just, there's some times where, how would I say, is that Satan does come to try to resist your leaders, amen? And they just sometimes just need to say, hey, you know, keep going. Keep going. You know, we're behind you, and that's great. And I was just, maybe that's what I just came down here. I was thinking, maybe that's what I came down here for, is just to hear the report card. You know, I'm just like,
I didn't know it could happen.
Well, sure you didn't. No, I'm just... No. What'd you guys pray about today? Anybody pray?
Oh yeah.
What'd you pray?
I prayed.
you prayed what? Good. Praise the Lord. I'll agree with that. You know, a lot of times when I do study, guys. I really do study a lot. But, you know, it's just like God, okay, uncle, you know, whatever you want to speak. So, amen. You know, I just, all I can do is yield. You know, it's hallelujah. And I'm so encouraged that you guys are getting answers to prayer and you know, and Satan, you know, at first he resists. I'll tell you what, when a true word comes, there's two things that happen. Faith comes and the devil comes to steal.
Yep.
And it's what you do at that time,
yep, that's right.
Whether it gets planted or whether it gets stolen. Amen.
Amen.
And then you have to be persistent. You have to endure the word. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because the word will come and it will come against you for a while. And it'll set on fire some of the things in your personality that are getting in the way of the word. Amen?
Amen.
And then after that happens, you know, and things start getting the chaff and all that stuff, all those mindsets and everything that of fear and doubt and unworthiness and all those things get burnt out of the way. Then the word of God can run swiftly. Amen. So that's why when somebody says, I got a prophecy for you, that sometimes I'm just like, oh, no. No, because I know I'll have to contend for that word because I'll have to judge it. And if I judge it that this is the word of the Lord, well, then I have a responsibility. And sometimes I'm going, well, Lord, I don't know if I want any more responsibilities, you know, but I take them, you know. But there is a contending that each one of you has to do, and you have to do it. You know, Pastor and Josh Marine will pray through. They'll pray through. They will pray that Christ will be molded in you. But then you have a responsibility to walk it out. Amen. And most of the time, you're going to be doing it in fear and trembling. Because when God is moving you into new seasons, you're going to be uncomfortable. You just are. Just get used to being uncomfortable in those movements. You know, you ask God for this and this and this, but you know, it's just like one day I pulled over, and this is like a long time ago, 15 years ago, 14, probably 15 years ago, and I pulled over on the side of the road, God, use me, and I really meant it. I mean, I was just from the depths, and you know what he said to me? He says, do you know what you're asking? I go, yeah. No, I didn't, you know. You know, he's going, well, that's going to be a process. You know, there's a process to everything. There, each each, you know, sometimes we feel that we get a victory and our faith gets up to here, that our faith is just going to stay there. But you know what, guys? Faith is a renewing crop all the time. You got to be planting all the time. And instead of, you know, it's good to celebrate, but you can celebrate and plant at the same time. Amen. And when you're reaping, you should be automatically be sending out seed. Amen. Knowing that you're going to need that crop down the road. Amen. And, you know, the devil wants to, if he can't stop it, then he wants to get you in that celebration. And because when you start to celebrate, you let down. You know, and this is when Satan starts taking ground in your life. And he takes ground in my life when I slack. Okay? And there's times of rest that the Lord will give me. He'll say, I want you to go rest. And you know what? In that time, there's a protection and there's a grace for me to go rest. But I don't rest when I want to rest. You follow what I'm saying? And because my body wants to have control over me, it wants to dominate me, it wants to tell me how everything's going, and when I need to be listened to what the Word of God is saying. The Word of God is the only barometer and the only thermometer that you can use. Amen? Because my emotions go all, you know, I mean, I can, on the way down, I bet you had 50 different emotions. The fiery darts going zing, 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 zing. And I could have been all over the place. And I just continue to say, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And then pretty soon it got to a point where, okay, Lord, stretch forth your hand and judge whatever's coming against me right now. Because I'm tired of this crap. Yeah. Amen? It does not have a right to me. I'm not his. I'm not Satan's. I've been bought, purchased legally by Jesus. Satan has no rights to me anymore. Matter of fact, you know, when we accepted Jesus, we were translated or removed from the kingdom of darkness. So when darkness comes, we have every right to tell it to go. There should only be light. We should be calling forth light into all areas of our life. Because when light does come, see, when there's darkness, you can know you're doing something wrong, but in darkness is condemnation. But when light comes on the scene, you get free. Yeah, that's good. Amen? See, Satan just loves to point out what's going on with us, what's wrong with us. You know, he's a, a record keeper, a very good record keeper.
Amen.
He has his demons. You got demons following you all the time, keeping track every word you say. You also have angels of God keeping track every word you say. See, you empower, if you're speaking negative words and words that are contrary to the will of God, you are empowering those demonic forces to bring those things to pass because you have all authority in your words. Our words are so important. You know how it says you live or die by the words that you speak. And if he can put enough pressure on you and bring up enough things, attack you with enough, what do you call fodder? Is that what? Enough junk to come at you. And pretty soon you've even forgotten who you are in Christ. You're seeing all this darkness. You might, you know, Jake, Satan can send a fiery dart and get you ticked off for a whole day, can he? You know, just bam, you can be having a good day. This is for all of us, but bam, it's just a bam. And you're walking around, what's the matter? I don't know. You know, right? You know, but so we have to cut. I'm not picking on you, but you know, I just know your name, okay? Jake. Anyway, Jake, no. So, but how many of us does that happen to? You know, and we're just all wound up. And then pretty soon it just gets worse and worse because we don't deal with it. We're just wondering, like, where did that come from? Hello. It didn't come from the Holy Spirit, so evidently it needs to go. The Holy Spirit doesn't come and zap you or something and get you ticked off. Right? That's not in his character. So we need to take authority of those words, even those feelings and those emotions, immediately. He said, if we don't, they'll just keep adding. Our day is not going to get better until you take authority over those things. But many of us, we just go to sleep on it, hoping that we wake up in a better mood the next day. You know, but it just doesn't have to be that way. Because, you know, when the fact is that we have died to that old nature, right? When Jesus died on the cross, we were there on the, do you know, we were there on the cross. We were there with Jesus on the cross. That's what it says. We were there with Jesus on the cross when he was crucified. Matter of fact, we were there when he went to hell and paid for our sins. We were in him. We're his seed, right? We were in him. His seed was already in him. He went down, paid the price. We were there when he rose from the dead, right? He triumphed over all hell. We were there with him. And when we were there, when he got risen from the dead, we were there. Right? We got to come to a place where we are so detached from our old sin nature. You have died to Satan's nature. You are dead to it. It no longer exists. Right? We have to come to a place where we just receive this. See, a lot of us are always trying to do what's right so we can feel holy, so we can feel righteous, so we can feel right with God. But you know, all that stuff, all sin was taken care of by the blood of Jesus, right? All sin was, your sin was taken care of. Any sin that you're going to commit till Jesus comes back has been taken care of. It's already been forgiven. The cross took care of your sin nature. Satan's nature in you has been dealt a blow. Amen. It's dead. You're not, you don't have that nature in you anymore. You're dead to Satan. You have been, you know, the only way you can be free from him by legal rights is to die. And now you are free to marry someone else, and that's called Jesus Christ. You're able to marry him now, legally. And he breathed his breath of life into you when you received him as your Lord and Savior. He came and received the Holy Spirit. That wasn't a baptism of Holy, that was the Holy Spirit coming in seed form, the way he overshadowed Mary. Bam. You're born. You're born. Perfect. Jake's perfect. Jake's perfect. She's smiling. Yeah. I just love, you know, you'd always watch, you'd be prophesying over the husband and the wife's going, this guy is really missing it. No. Boy, if he really knew it. No. You prophesy. You're prophesying potential, okay? It's whether he walks it out or not, whether it's true. Yeah, it's going to manifest, right? But anyway, you're perfect. You, who Jake is perfect. Your born again spirit is perfect. It's as perfect. It has everything in you that you will ever need. Everything. You are not missing one thing. Not one thing. You have every piece of his divine nature in you. Right? You know this. It's in you. In matter of fact, he says you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. And I heard someone talk about this. We're canning now, okay? And we're trying to be more healthy all the time. So anyway. And in the old days, I remember my mom, when she'd make those jelly preserves, that she'd put that wax on top, it would seal it. And that's what it means, that you were sealed, so you are preserved from the world. See, the devil's trying to get you to, he throws a thought at you, he throws a feeling at you, he throws an emotion at you, he says, that's yours. And he gets you looking back at the kingdom of darkness when you need to be looking at the kingdom that's within you. You need to be seeing Jesus as perfect, and we can do that, right? Jesus is perfect, but that seed that made him perfect made you perfect. You don't have to pray to be righteous, amen? I'm sure you preach this a lot, but we just need to hear this over and over. But you, right, you're perfect. You ever walk around and just say, I'm perfect? But you need to. Because the real you is perfect. You're declaring who you are and what Christ made you. You need to be bold enough and have enough courage and be humble enough to call it out. Because when you say you're not perfect, the real you, if you're born again, you're lying. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lie. Isn't it? You know, we don't look at it that way. We look at it as a world and say, you're humble. You know, we need a new definition of what humility is. We need to dare to be bold enough to receive who we really are. Amen? See, before we were born again, we were taught by the world how to be a sinner. Right? It just brainwashed us. And now we have to, since we're kings, we're gods now, we have to learn the protocol of what a king is. We need to start to look at ourselves as kings and priests. Isn't that what he said we are? It says you're not going to be that someday. He says you're that way already. The moment you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are a king and a priest. You are a God. You know, we hear these things preached, but they have to come in and they have to manifest in us. They have to rise up bigger than what Satan is. The Lord does not have a problem with you going around, I'm perfect. You made me perfect, Lord. You made me perfect. See, when you begin to find, you see it, and you begin to speak it, there comes a humility over you and a thankfulness. Like, God, thank you. I couldn't do this myself. But thank you. You've made me perfect. You've made me complete. You made me. I was standing before the Lord. I was doing a petition this morning. And I got another, you know, you get progressive revelations, you know. And when I went in there, I was able to look him in the eye and present my case like I would go to my father. And I'd say, Dad, I need $5. You know, $5, $10, you know, when we're kids. I looked at him. I was able to look at him with confidence, knowing that my father, when he sees me, I mean, he loves me. When I come into his presence, his heart melts. I melt God's heart. So do you. You just melt it. See, when we begin to find out how much God loves us, that confidence rises up in us. And then when that confidence in God's love rises up in us, we can stand boldly and receive that which he's already given us. We talk about promises, and promises are good, but there are so many things that are already done. It's their facts. Like, you're already healed. You're healed. Period. All you have to do is receive it. You don't have to ask, oh, God, please heal me. No. No, no, no. That's a beggar. There's no king's a beggar. You're a king. You don't beg. You don't have to beg. God doesn't want you begging because you're his kid. Do you want your kid begging? No. Right? Just receive. Just come in and ask. Just say, Lord, I just receive that. And you can just say, oh, I just thank you, Lord. I'm healed. I just receive that healing. And Lord, oh, I just thank you for it. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, your benefits. You told me not to forget all these benefits. And the benefits, Lord, you've healed all my diseases. You don't want me sick. He does not want me sick. He does not want you sick. I don't care where you are in your walk with Jesus, in your walk of renewing your mind. What you see is your weakness. That's not a problem for God. That's a problem for you maybe, but it's not a problem for God. Sin is not a problem to God anymore. Because he says he's already taken care of the sin problem. Amen? When you begin to allow this to, I don't know if this is the right word, resonate, just to begin to turn and begin to manifest out of you, your faith increases. See, if you want to increase your faith, you just work on believing your righteousness. When you really come into a real revelation of the redemption power of what the blood did and what the cross did and how much He loves you, how can you not even have confidence? You have a tremendous amount of confidence with God. To be able to step boldly. Most of us, we go, yeah, we have the access, but we don't take the opportunities throughout the day to come boldly. God is looking for a people that will be intimate with Him. Continuous. Habitually. God wants to cover you the same way He covered Adam and Eve with His glory. He wants that for you. He wants you to be so glory oriented that you forget about yourself. Isn't that what Adam and Eve did? They didn't even know that they were naked until. They were so away from sin consciousness. And the Lord said that His blood sprinkled your conscience. And it's clear. Right? So evidently, if it's been cleared, evidently He doesn't want you under condemnation. He doesn't want you in contact. He doesn't want it with sin. He doesn't want you meditating upon sin, upon your weaknesses. He wants you meditating upon His strengths. That's where the victory is in Christ, in His strengths. He wants you so completely encapsulated, I guess the right word, is that we're in Christ, right? Christ is in us, and then we're in the Father. We are so thoroughly infused that we don't even know where God begins and we begin. We're in total intimacy with Him. Unbroken fellowship. Only time your fellowship becomes broken is that when you become sin conscious. And you start to say, oh, I could have been a, you probably were a good mom, but I'm just going to use it. I could have been a better mom, and I did this wrong, I did that wrong, and my kids are this way because I messed up. And no, God's grace is bigger than that. God is bigger than any sin that you can commit. Amen? The fact is, what you need to be meditating upon is that you're dead to that old sin nature. Now you have the nature, the very nature of God in you. Infused in you. That is who you are. That is, you have the very nature of God in you. Amen? Matter of fact, He said you're seated in heavenly places with Christ. And where is Christ? He's at the right hand of the Father. You know, many of us, you say this, and it's just, some people nod and say, yeah, I believe that's true, but it's a mental assent. When it needs to be a heart assent. It needs to be believed here. Yes. It needs to be meditated upon. Yes. Believed. I believe, and therefore I speak. I believe, therefore I speak. You listen to what you speak, and you'll find out what you believe. I believe that I'm dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. He says, reckon yourselves dead. Consider, what He says reckon means consider yourself dead, because that's the truth. Amen? The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead has quickened your mortal bodies. You know what that means? Marine, you know what that means? Hallelujah. 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 It means He's quickening your mortal body. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is quickening your mortal body. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is quickening your mortal body. All that tension out of your shoulders has to go now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Why? Why? Because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is dealt to her. It is in her. It's quickening your mortal body. Woo! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Woo! That's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. You start speaking the truth, and the truth becomes a reality to you. Did it go? Yeah. Praise God. Woo! Because that's truth. That's truth. It's truth. I'm always picking on Jake because I know his name. He's like, I'm going to go get my name changed. I'm going to put it on. Hallelujah. Lord, quicken thy word unto thee, right? Quicken thy word unto thee. Make it alive. Make it alive. Make it alive. Make it alive unto me. Shoo. I'm getting happy. How can you not? How can you not? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy. Yeah, you do that. Woo! Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! That's proof. That's proof. That's proof. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been doing a lot of running at our church. I'll tell you what. God has become is becoming big. He's always was big, but he's becoming big to us. Amen. The more you meditate upon him, the bigger he gets. And the smaller your problems get. Amen. He's giving you all authority. All of that means over the devil himself. Not just his little imp demons. I mean Satan. And over all of his power. You are not to bow to Satan. He's to bow to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah! Yeah! Whoa! In Jesus' name! Whoo! Ha! Sometimes you just gotta give some of the ways you know what to do with it. Woo!
Give them away.
Ha! Woo! Hallelujah!
Woo! Woo!
I'm a little more reserved. Yeah! Yeah, you are. Amen. You know why? You are free.
Amen.
You've been freed. You've been freed. You've been freed. You're no longer under the bondage of sickness and death. You're free. All you got to do is receive it. He's already done it. It isn't a promise anymore. It's a fact. Hallelujah. Woo! I'll preach myself happy here. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Whoo. Whoo, Shabbat. Whoo. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jake. Jake. Hallelujah. What'd you do at church night? Woo! Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! When he shows up, like all I can do is go, woo! What else can you say? You go, woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! Yeah. Amen. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Woo! That resurrection power does it every time. That verse, amen, because there's truth in it. There's freedom. There's healing. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Peace. Yeah. Peace. Peace.
Amen.
Peace of mind.
Peace.
Worry has to go tonight. Worry. It has to go. Grab my hand here. In the name of Jesus. Peace. Yes. It has to go. Has to go in Jesus' name. Peace. Doubt and unbelief has to go tonight. Light is here. Light is here. Truth is here. Darkness has to be swallowed up. Amen. Fear has to go. It isn't of God. Amen. It's of the kingdom of darkness. You no longer belong to that. You've been cut away. Amen. That's not your lot. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just got to do it, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Whew. Cancer has to go. Cancer has to go. Has to go. Diabetes has to go. Has to go. Right? Amen. Because you have the same spirit that was in Christ. You have the same spirit that's in me. Amen. It's quickening your mortal bodies. Those things that come against your body have to go. Has to go. It has to go. You understand what I'm saying? It has to go. It doesn't have rights. It doesn't belong there. It has to go. God has given you authority over all the power of Satan. And sickness comes from Satan. It has to go. It has to go. It has to yield to the truth. Has to go. Hallelujah. You start meditating upon this stuff, man. You can't be powerless. You just start meditating upon what Jesus did for you and has already accomplished for you. Woo! Yeah. I got one of them wife looks. Yeah. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let any rock out praise me. How about you? Woo! Jesus! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh! Hallelujah! 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 Aha! 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 Yeah! Yep! 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 Shake it, ere mosihiate! Aha! Bumba! Ha ha ha! Ha 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 ha! Shake it, ere mosikeri amasihia! Let the strong arm of God move now, in Jesus' name! In Jesus' name! Hallelujah! Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Brains. 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 Brains have to be healed.
Amen.
Brains. You know, a brain is part of your body, you know. It's a very important part, you know, but nobody ever talks about it.
Yes.
It's just in your skull, you know. Yeah. But if it operates your whole body.
Yes.
So where is Satan going to hit you?
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. You said it. Obviously, in your brain. The battlefield's in your mind, but it's not only in your emotional mind, but it is in your physical mind too. There's biochemicals Satan can mess with. They're called spirits of infirmity. They gotta go.
Amen.
They gotta go. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's no weakness in Christ. There's no weakness, right?
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Shoo. You know, sometimes I just say, shoo. I just know it's just, shoo, devil. Just get out of here. Just get scared. You know what? He can come and he can sit there and clock some things up.
Oh, yeah.
I think he unclogged it. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Now the good stuff can get out, right? Amen. Amen. Woo! Woo, Shabba! That's pretty cool, wasn't it? Yes. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Whoo, Shabbat. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Aha. I'll leave him alone for maybe. Hallelujah. Oh, Jake. Jesus. What'd you do? I went, and this guy gave me karate chops. Ha! Holy Ghost karate chops, amen?
Yeah.
I was just beating on that stuff. Ho! Ho ya! Ha! Ho ho ha! I don't. You didn't realize he was so graceful, did you? Woo! Hallelujah! It's amazing what a Holy Ghost karate chop can do, right? Hallelujah! Oh. Praise the Lord! Woo! People are getting set free, but praise God tonight. Isn't that awesome? I'm just so thankful. I am just so thankful. Amen. 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 Brother, come on up here for a sec. Hallelujah. 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 What I saw, I just saw the Father's going to put a big piece of his heart in you in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every once in a while we need some, huh? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're moving forward, guys. The kingdom of God is moving forward. This church is moving forward in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a place where people get set free. Amen. This is a place where people get healed. This is a place where people get saved. This is a place where people are taught righteousness. Hallelujah. This is a true house of God here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. No, I'm just...
Holy Spirit, move.
Woo, Shaba! Boom, 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 boom. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Strength, 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 strength. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus,
yes.
Manifest
yes.
yourself
yes.
in us.
Yes.
Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God is good. I keep saying that, but He really is. And if I want to speak truth, I just say God's good. Amen. That won't get me in trouble. Amen. God is good. Amen. Okay.
I gotta share this. The other day, my wife came up to me, and she was telling me about this man that received the vision of the Holy Spirit. He was able to see in the spiritual realm, and he could see all these people. He could see the people that knew God. They had this white aura around them, and he could see people that didn't know God. They had this black veil over their faces, and he was given this gift for a month, and it was just the most incredible thing. And he could see these giant angels in this church and everything. It was just a really powerful story. And Jenny told me this, so you know, I closed my eyes and I prayed to the Lord and I said to God, I said, Lord, let me see in the spiritual realm so I can see like this, so I can see more like you, so I can hear like you, so I can feel like you, Lord.
Amen.
And you know, at first I didn't think anything, you know. I thought, okay, it didn't work, but you know, He gave me a gift because I looked in the mirror and she told me that this gentleman also could see another type of person, that the people that knew God were enveloped in this white aura. The people that didn't know God had the black veil. But there was also another group that just, they had this different glow about them. That they knew God, but they weren't all the way there. And I looked in the mirror and I saw this gray outline around me. And I said to the Lord, I finally understood it. He goes, you know me. You don't have the black veil over your face. You know me, but sometimes you don't use my gift the way you should. You need to use my gift the way you're supposed to, and that white aura will be around you. He's telling me, he's like, come on, Scott, get with me. You know me, you're doing some right things, but you're still making some bad decisions. You just got to give yourself to me. Give yourself to me 100%, 100-fold over, and I'm going to do great things in you. I pray that for all you guys, because you know what? There's swords, there's spiritual swords in each and every one of us, and you just got to rebuke those. In Jesus' name, you say, I rebuke that sword of fear, and you pull it out. You pray the angels of God upon you, and pull all those swords out. You know what? You're going to be able to see. You're going to be able to hear. You're going to be able to love just like Christ.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I pray that prayer for myself.
Amen.
I pray that for all of you tonight, too.
Amen.
Oh, I have to share that, though, because it was just me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, wow. There's...
Yeah.
All right, I'll
give
it to
him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory lap.
Yes.
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 Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yeah, you got that right, Jesus. Got that right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise his holy name. Wow.
Shake a te he he boom boom ha 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 boom boom ha ha boom 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 ha 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 ha. Shake it, hey! Shake it, hey!
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes! You're just so dear. I knew it was coming to him. It just wasn't time. I'm just like, oh, every time I look at him, not yet, not yet.
I just feel like the Lord spoke to me. We're making the most of the Holy Ghost.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Woo, amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Woo. Shabba. Shoo. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Shoo. Whew. Whew. I say more. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, more.
We just want more of you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Whew. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for visiting us, Lord, in just a different way. Every time's different, amen, but I'm just thankful for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just revealing yourself to us tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the healings.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for the deliverances. I thank you, Lord, for the victories. In Jesus' name. And I plead the precious blood over each and every person. And I pray, Father God, for an increase upon each and every person's life with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's still early, I guess. I just looked down. No, it's okay. We'll just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes I get uncomfortable too. Amen.
It's okay to get uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right. I said that, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Amen. It's like, okay, now I can slide away. No, I'm not going to slide away. Praise God. God is good. You know, God has blessed you with a crown of glory and honor. Glory and honor. It's your crown. You're kings. You're kings. You're kings. See, Adam and Eve had a crown of glory and honor. When they bowed their knee to Satan, Satan grabbed that crown, and you know, Jesus went back and got the crown for you guys. And I just ask right now that the revelation of that would just come and drop on each person's head right now in Jesus' name. Glory and honor. He likes to honor his kids too. Amen. Amen. He doesn't have a problem sharing his honor and his glory with his kids. Share it with an idol. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, ha, 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 ha. Can I just hit you again?
Yeah.
Shh. In the name of Jesus, all reproach In the name of Jesus, 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 all reproach is gone. Did not, it never belonged there. It never belonged there, my son. Satan has sat there and heaped on you no more, no more, no more, no more. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus presents you holy, righteous, and above reproach in the sight of God. You're perfect. Thank you, Lord. Again, you're perfect. The Father has declared you perfect because He's made you perfect. There's nothing Satan can do to change that. See, the greatest thing is Jesus has already taken care of the sin problem so it will no longer reign over us. Amen? Isn't that something? It just bugs Satan, I know that. But he lost. He lost. Yeah, absolutely. I remind him when he's really hitting me, I remind him of that. I start laughing at him. Yeah, but Satan, you know what? The Bible says, I don't tell him, but the Bible says that hell was made for you to spend eternity there. And that's the truth. You know how Moses, he said, Lord, in Exodus, you know, in the 30s somewhere, Lord, I want to see your glory. Show me your glory. You know, and so many people nowadays are, you know, they're after the signs and wonders, which are great. You know, they come out of the glory, but, you know, that isn't the glory. That's the anointing, you know, the power of God. But the glory of God, when isn't it amazing that Moses had seen all those mighty miraculous things, blood turning to water, you know, the Red Sea, but he saw everything. And if so, all that stuff was the glory of God, why would he say, Lord, show me your glory? Right? And so he said, Lord, show me your glory. And then he said, well, you know, he said, I can, but you cannot look at my face. Right? You can't look at my face. Otherwise, you'll die. You know, there's like seven or eight attributes that he revealed. You know, his graciousness, his goodness, his mercy, his long suffering, forgiveness of iniquities to 1,000 generations and or to thousands. He said, and then he says, but I will by no means not punish the guilty. And that was that. You know, Moses could come in contact with the goodness of God, but he could not, if he's looked into God's face, he would have died because Jesus had not yet died on the cross. But then you go into Revelation 4, and there's a huge, it's similarity, it's just almost exact, when he starts talking about the glory, about coming into the throne. And but there was one thing left out, that no man can look at my face. We can now come in and look at the face of God. We have rights. We have access now because of the blood of Jesus holds us perfect. We are guiltless. Isn't that something, guiltless? Because of Jesus. Isn't it amazing that Satan once walked with the glory? He fell. We saw Satan fall like lightning, okay? And then Adam and Eve had this glory. You know, of course, Satan wanted that glory again. It's just like when someone's jealous, if I can't have it, you're not going to have it either. And he got him to bow. And that's when he started setting up all of his kingdoms of darkness. At that time when he bowed, he had legal rights to come and set up his kingdom. And now when Jesus went down, he's given us the power over all. Right? To tear down those kingdoms, to bring to naught those things that are. You know what I'm saying? He wants to wrap us in His glory continuously. That is His will, is that you would be so wrapped in His glory, you'd be so God conscious, so glory conscious, that sin couldn't even get close to you. Isn't it amazing? It is His will, you know, to experience on a continuous basis His glory. And it isn't going to fade away like it faded away with Moses. You know, he had to put the mask or you know, that scarf over his face. And it isn't going to happen. Because we can continuously come and look into the glory of God all the time. Just stare into Him. Just love Him. Just be in His presence. He wants to show you His goodness. He wants to show you His mercy. He wants to show you His kindness. He wants to show you His love. He loves to provide for you. Amen? He loves to bless you. Isn't that amazing? Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. It comes from the Father. He always knows. Isn't that amazing? Can we walk in that glory? Yeah. Amen. There was a man, I like his writings, and Andrew Murray, and he was walking one day. You got something to say? Oh, okay. And I'm like, praise God. And Andrew Murray was walking with a guy one day, and Andrew Murray knew God. I mean, you read his books, and I mean, this guy just knew God, you know, intimately. And he was walking, and all of a sudden he fell, and his friend looked at him. He goes, "What happened?" He says, "Oh, took my eyes off God." He had become so accustomed to walking with God and with the power of God that all strength of his own strength was set aside to draw off from the strength of God. Isn't that something? That you'd be walking that tight. And you know, I believe His glorious church, you know, there's a reason why it's called glorious. It's going to carry His glory. You know, and people are chasing, and signs and wonders are good and all that stuff, but we need to be after the character, the intimacy of God, loving on Him, loving Him for His goodness, loving Him for His kindness, loving Him for His long-suffering, thanking Him that He's forgiven your iniquities, thanking Him, loving Him. You know, as you do that, you know, He begins to release that to you in a greater and greater magnitude, I guess. It become very apparent. Become very apparent. Isn't that something? This is what God's after. Lovers. Lovers. Ones that just are so in love with Him. I thank God for this cat. You know, I don't like cats, but I got this cat. Okay. I have a cat. Yeah. I'll explain. Yeah. So here, there's these three kittens. Okay. And they're there. I felt bad. I got them 25-pound bag of cat food, and then, you know, started feeding them. And they grew up, and they watched me, and they're all wild. And they come and eat. They'll come around me just to eat. And then they'd be out. Well, then there was this one little white, we'll call her Snowball. And there's this one little white kitten, little female, you know. And she just was afraid, but she couldn't resist me. There was just something in her that wanted to be close to me, wanted my affection, wanted to be. She's like I have a Velcro when I walk out the door. It's just like, you know, and this cat just loves me, and it's like, and he was showing me that this is what really a lot of the Christians out there is that there's then they're brothers and sisters, but there was one that chose to be intimate with me. And now we're talking about getting that cat a flea collar. And then we have to go and get it at Shots. And we have to, I went out and got better cat food now too, okay? So 15% fat, you know. Well, you know, and now we got to get her a cat house with a heater in it because, you know, she can't. Well, you know what I'm saying? But this is the way it is with God, because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And she chose me. The sister and brother had every right to choose me, but they just didn't want to be by me. They wanted me to feed them, and then when they were done eating, they were gone. But this one would come to me before she ate and sit there and love on me. As long as I was out there, she was loving on me. But now if I left, she'd go and eat. And the Lord was sharing with that is what He's looking for, is those ones that want to be with Him, those ones that love Him, those ones that they're just attracted. They're so attracted that they just can't resist being with Him. And that's what He's looking for. He's looking for little snowballs, you know? She is so cute. I mean, I pick her, you know, I don't like it, but I love her. And she comes on up, and I pick her up, and I just carry her, and she's just purring away, and I'm petting her. And then I put her down because I have to work, and I have to stay there. And then all of a sudden, I go walking way over. She comes flying on over there, beating me to where I'm going, because she knows where I'm going. She knows my pattern, because why? She's been watching me. You know? And so the Lord has really taught me, you know, just another thing to teach on what intimacy is. That it's a choice. See, if God forced you to be with Him, it's no fun. It's no fun to force someone to love you. It's just like if you have a wife and she, you know, it's no fun to force someone or have to manipulate them to love you. You just want them to love you because you're lovable. Right?
Yeah.
And so this is what God's looking for. And the greatest thing is that if you're not there, really super hungry, you can ask Him to make you hungrier. Amen? Isn't that something? He'll even give you the hunger. Lord, is that something? Is He great? Lord, I'm hungry. Lord, but I want to be hungrier. Lord, I'm thankful for where I'm at with You, Lord, but I want more. I'm not satisfied because You are so good. You're so good, I got to have more. You just can't have one bite.
That's right.
You taste. It says taste and see that the Lord is good. When you taste His goodness, man, I mean, you want more.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
It's just like a good apple pie, man. You just don't take one bite, man. You finish that sucker off.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And as someone says, do you want seconds? It's like, you know, I may never have a chance to eat that good of an apple pie again, so yes. Right? And that's the way the Lord is. But He'll give you the ability. He'll give you the hunger. He'll give you the strength. He'll even carve out times in your schedule for you to get to Him. Because He loves you and wants to spend time with you. You are all that He thinks about. Do you realize that?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that amazing? You're on His mind continuously. Isn't that great?
Yes.
How can we not? We love Him because He first loved us, right? And the more we get to find out about His love, the more we love Him. Then He reveals more of His love to you, and then you love Him more. And then you become addicted. I'm addicted. I don't know. I don't know what I would do without Him. I got to have Him. Right?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, help us. Amen. Lord, help us. Lord, we want, you know, Lord, I just sense people want this, Lord. So I pray, Father God, if you do, just raise your right hand. Amen. Or you can raise both, but Father God, release this to us tonight in Jesus' name. Release a greater intimacy, a greater hunger, a greater thirst, a greater love, a greater magnetism to You. In Jesus' name. I love You, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We love you. Oh, I know this body just loves you. Thank you, Jesus.